This is Tim Hammers of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. It's been another exceptionally dry summer across many parts of the U.S., including the Corn Belt. While only rain can change many fortunes at this point, planning for next year can help ensure fields are more resilient, says Pioneer Agronomy Manager Dan Burning.
Under moderate drought stress levels, we can see shorter plants or smaller leaves if it occurs during the vegetative growth stage. If it is at a grain fill timing, then we'll tend to see less kernel depth. Under severe drought stress, we can really begin to see the plant tissues of leaves scald or flash. We also frequently see some nutrient deficiencies like nitrogen or potassium that are related to the inability of the plant to pull up enough moisture through the roots to bring those nutrients with it.
Burning shares a few tips on what farmers can do to improve drought tolerance in corn.
Things like preserving soil moisture with tillage and residue management considerations that strive to keep the soil moisture preserved as best we can. Good soil fertility and crop nutrient management, especially potassium, can have an impact on how well the plant can deal with drought stress. And then obviously we want to do everything we can to relieve other stresses and protect the plants from things like diseases or insects or weed competition.
He added that hybrid selection is another critical consideration. This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.